Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions. This podcast is brought to you with the expertise and production management of Mr. Doug Foresta. His company, Stand Out and Be Heard, is responsible for the 50 or so podcasts that you've been listening to over the last year. Without his expertise and his training and background, none of this would be available. Today, we have a specific topic, a little self-promotion, you might say. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I'm the creator of Ascent-Dental-Solutions, where the focus is on training, coaching, education, and consultation. Today's topic is about an upcoming continuing education event located in Destin, Florida, which is on the Gulf Coast. And I have a little backdrop to this particular story. Many years ago, a Dr. Woody Oates contacted me almost on a cold call and said that he had read one of my books and was interested in some of my thoughts. From that conversation, we generated a friendship, and he asked if I would participate in a radio show. And he interviewed me for several hours and produced radio shows about my dental career, my background, and my business acumen. From that, he introduced me to a Mr. Steve Parker, and the combination of the profitable dentist and excellence in dentistry, I was introduced and asked to do some speaking and some training, some coaching, and some education. And I'm happy to say I've been pleased with their organization, and I believe their organization has been pleased with me. Coming in April to be exact, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th, will be the annual Destin, Florida Excellence in Dentistry Seminar, Meeting, and Education. And I hope for those that are available, you'll attend. We typically expect between 400 and 750 doctors and staff members from all over the country and actually all over the world to listen to presenters, educators, teachers, lecturers on a vast variety of subjects that relate to dental care today in the 21st century. Doug, do you have any questions?
I do, and thank you so much, Dr. Coughlin. You know, one of the things that I was wondering about is, first of all, I believe you're speaking on processes and procedures to improve profitability. Is that correct?
Did I get it right? Yes. Yeah. I have a variety of different topics, but this particular presentation will be on processes and procedures to improve profitability. Basically, as most dentists and most people in healthcare in general feel the pressure the strain of trying to meet excessively high overhead and significant reduction in fees and reimbursements, the profession, in my opinion, is forced, and not necessarily in a negative way, to be more effective, to be more efficient. And it's incumbent upon us as a profession and as individuals of being small business owners to take a look at all of your processes and all of your procedures. And how can we get rid of the fat? How can we make our procedures more profitable by being more efficient and more conscious of the bottom line? And I'm expecting to get, in my opinion, a very nice review from these particular processes and procedures, which I've developed over 35 years and helped me develop my 14 practices here in Massachusetts. Keep in mind that I am a practicing dentist. I do practice full time. So I don't just go out and lecture every day, today included. I worked almost all day long doing the things that most people in healthcare have to deal with. And that's providing a high level of service, a high level of care. But being small businessmen and women, we also have to be conscious of our overhead and ways in which we can develop and provide better care and better service.
Dr. Coughlin, you mentioned, and yes, you are a working dentist. And one of the things you mentioned was this idea of cutting the fat. Can you give an example of, you know, things that you see that dentists do in their practice that cut into that profitability?
Oh, that question we could spend the next couple of months on.
Okay,
but to summarize in this podcast, in most cases, my personal belief is that we as healthcare providers are not necessarily prepared to be as efficient as possible. I strongly recommend what I call a cheat sheet. Some people call it a morning huddle. But basically, it's a review of all the scheduled patients. So we know exactly what we're expected to do. We know exactly how much time we anticipate to do it. And our operatories are set up for those processes and procedures to provide care in the most efficient and effective manner. The next thing that I see that I believe really affects profitability is the operatories, or the areas in where we practice healthcare and dentistry in particular. They're generally not set up to be efficient and effective. I cannot emphasize having cassettes available, and those cassettes should be organized for restorative dentistry, separate cassettes for amalgams, separate cassettes for composites, separate cassettes for oral maxillofacial surgery, orthodontics, endodontics, periodontics, pathology, and endodontics. If you don't have the cassettes with the proper instrumentation and a staff that's trained to provide this care and service in an effective and efficient way, you're probably losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. The ability to change from one particular treatment to another, in the dental sense, we begin to do a root canal. And for a variety of reasons, the root canal may be failing and it may not be a successful treatment. To change gears within 1 to 2 minutes and make that a surgical extraction and then turn that into bone grafting and surgical placement of an implant really provides an enormous way for your patient base to receive not only excellent care, but efficient and effective care. So many times we consider doing things quickly and fast is being done cheaply or not as well or as effective. I honestly think that our patient base is so busy and they have so many time constrictions that the more efficient and effective we can provide their care and treatment, the better they will like us, the more responsive they will be to our care and service, and the more likely they'll be willing to keep their appointments. And those are just a few of the comments. And Doug, what I wanted to spend a few minutes with is to sort of just give the audience some of the speakers that you can expect to hear in Destin, Florida on April 27th, 28th, 29th.
That's great. 2017. Yeah, there's some really great topics I was looking
at. Oh, yeah. And the topics in this particular continuing education forum is varied. There's practice management and there's clinical. We have Gary Cotty, who is talking about where are you taking your practice? Do you know the direction? Do you know what you want to accomplish in your dental practice? And it seems like an obvious question, but many times we're not prepared to answer it. We just go in, work, do what we're supposed to do, and we really don't have a clear-cut direction. We then have Dr. Mike Abernathy, and his topic is, how do you become that super specialist? You're a general dentist, but in order to meet overhead, in order to stay engaged and excited about your profession, you have to introduce specialty into your care and treatment, in my personal opinion. Obviously, others could disagree, but I think to be able to offer surgical implantology, prosthetic implantology, band and bracket orthodontics, fixed and removable functional appliances, MTM, which is minor tooth movement orthodontics, Invisalign orthodontics, endodontics with rotary instruments, same-day root canal procedures and treatments, CEREC restorations where crowns, bridges, and veneers can all be constructed, designed, and inserted in one visit, bone grafting procedures from extractions, the ability to have in-house laboratories to perform immediate prostheses or full and partial dentures within a day or 2 days. This offers an enormous amount of care and service to your patient base. Not only does it provide a better bottom line, but to me, more importantly, you're offering your patients, your most significant asset, a way to receive care and treatment in an efficient, effective manner. Just take, for example, you went to a restaurant and you decided to order steak. And they said, well, we don't serve steak here. We only serve chicken. And then you went to the chicken restaurant and they said, we only serve chicken, not steak. And then you decided that you want a dessert, but they don't offer dessert. You have to go to another restaurant. Today, time, money, effectiveness is so critical that most people have double incomes. They have children, they have events, they have a busy schedule. Offices and corporations are reducing time off for medical and healthcare. And to be able to provide treatment in a very efficient, effective manner is an enormous service that you're providing to your patient base. And I also believe as a subliminal advantage, your staff and team members will appreciate the excitement of being able to offer a variety of procedures and processes to your patient base. We have other speakers too, Doug. We have Dennis Urban, a certified dental technician. And those of us that practice healthcare and in particular dentistry know, if you don't have good laboratory support, you don't have conscientious laboratory technicians, and you're not communicating well with them on a day-to-day basis, you're having remakes, you're wasting money and time, and your products and services are suffering. And I cannot emphasize the importance of listening to Dennis Urban and how he expects to be communicated with and his tips to improve that communication. As many of you know, listening to the 60 or so podcast, I was a dental technician before I was a dentist, and my heart goes out to these men and women in this profession. They really are artists and they're experts in what they do. We also have some dental hygienists. Wendy Briggs will be speaking about the 5 steps to increasing case acceptance. I think those of us who practice healthcare in the field of dentistry know that most of the care and service is going to come from your support members and your team members. And it's critical that your dental hygiene team and you as the practicing dentist be on the same page so you're conveying the same message to Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And that message is clear, it's concise, the finances are in order so that the treatment acceptance goes up, not from 5 to 10%, but to 75 and 85%. We also have other speakers. We have Dr. Daniel Hakati, who's going to talk about 3D positioning of dental implants. I think those of us placing implants, myself since 1983, the ability to virtually place an implant reduces failure, increases speed and efficiency, and most importantly, provides a higher level of care. We also have Dr. Thomas Neighbors, who will be speaking about why traditional hygiene programs in a typical dental office is no longer considered the standard of care. You have to look for better ways and more efficient ways to use your hygiene department. We also have Mary Gavoni, who will be speaking as a registered dental hygienist and certified dental assistant, and also has her master's in business administration. And basically, her message is, how do we work all day and go home feeling good and rested? On top of that, we have Dr. Nathan Dallas, who will be talking about how to improve the root canal or endodontic success in your practice by reducing time, increasing efficiency, and improving the end results. We also have a Dr. Avi Woodelhovel, who will be talking about sleep apnea, obstructive sleep appliances, the advantages of these appliances over CPAC, how you can use combined therapy with obstructive sleep apnea appliances along with the conventional CPAP units. And I think you'll find his topics enlightening, and I think it's critical that all dental health care providers are knowledgeable in instructing their patient and staffs in sleep apnea appliances and the advantages of those appliances. We also have Mr. Charles Loretto, who is an expert in finance, business, and helping dentists transition their practice to an associate or to some kind of DSO or MSO. And we also have several other lecturers, such as Christian Tyen, who will be working with insurances and explaining to the dental office and their staff members the quagmire of issues that dental insurances and medical insurances present to small and large dental offices. I'm excited about the program. I'm promoting the program. I think it'll be a benefit to those who can attend. And we'll be closing out the program with attorney Ali Ormachani, who is an attorney and will speak to us about what all healthcare professionals just shriek about, and that is defensive medicine, what we need to do to prevent ourselves from getting in trouble, not to save us money, but to provide a higher level of care and service and do it in the most efficient and effective way. So there's an excellent program out there. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I am owner and producer of Ascent-Dental Radio. And in closing, I want to give my thanks to Mr. Doug Foresta. Without his expertise in podcasting, none of this would be available. I know today's podcast seemed more like a sales pitch for excellence in dentistry and the profitable dentist, but I believe your attendance or your ability to review it on CDs or video stream may be to your advantage. It's an inexpensive way to get some significant continuing education and a vast array of subjects. I hope to see you in Destin, Florida on April 26th, 27th, and 28th, and I look forward to our next podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent-Dental-Radio.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.